And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 15th of January, 2015. It was on this day, 1559, Queen Elizabeth I was coronated at Westminster Abbey upon the death of her half-sister, Mary Tudor. The French playwright and actor and manager Molière, baptized in Paris on this day in 1622. He was born Jean-Baptiste Poquelin to a wealthy family. Father wanted him to go into law, but he took up with a theatrical family, and they formed a troupe and put on comedies, and he adopted the stage name of Molière. They toured the provinces for 13 years, returned to Paris, triumphant in 1658, to perform The Amorous Doctor. Molière, though he poked fun at the peasants and bourgeois, was careful to leave the church and the monarchy alone, so he never ran into trouble, enjoyed the patronage of Louis XIV, who was the godfather of Molière's first son, and he always had work. He wrote The School for Wives, Tartuffe, and The Misanthrope, and he collapsed on stage during a performance of Les Malades Imaginaires, The Hypochondriac, in 1673. He finished the performance, died of pulmonary tuberculosis later that night. It's the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., born in Atlanta, 1929, on this day, leader of the civil rights movement, committed to nonviolence. It was in 1967, April the 4th, he delivered a speech called Beyond Vietnam, in which he denounced America's involvement in the Vietnam War because it was recruiting poor and minority men to be soldiers and was draining resources away from social programs at home, and because it was an unjust war, he said. He said, "A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death." He spoke out against the war for the next year and began a poor people's campaign in 1968. And on April the 4th, 1968, 1 year after his first anti-war speech, he was assassinated while he was standing on the balcony of his motel room at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, where he was leading a protest march in solidarity with garbage workers who were on strike. Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by William Shakespeare, his sonnet 97, "How like a winter hath my absence been." How like a winter hath my absence been from thee, the pleasure of the fleeting year. What freezings have I felt, what dark days seen, what old December's bareness everywhere. And yet this time removed was summer's time, the teeming autumn, big with rich increase, bearing the wanton burden of the prime, like widowed wombs after their lord's decease. Yet this abundant issue seemed to me but hope of orphans and unfathered fruit, for summer and his pleasures wait on thee, and thou away the very birds are mute, or if they sing, 'tis with so dull a cheer that leaves look pale, dreading the winter's near. Shakespeare's Sonnet 97, "How like a winter hath my absence been." That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.